web at usaradio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back to the program, Bucket Strategy Investing Show. We've got another hour awaiting, another hour looms. In fact, it's here right now. We got more to talk about. We got more strategy to discuss, more questions to answer as we continue to do what I believe we do best every single day, right here. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with Professor Rick Plum, joining me again from Lucia Capital Group. We're ready to get going on the strategy portion of the show once again. Get ready to talk money with the Brain Trust. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you stand by. It's your chance to take advantage of the years of experience and the knowledge that we got here in the studio. And all you have to do is give us a call. That's right. We're going to continue to answer your emails as well. That's coming up shortly. And by continue, I mean we're going to start to answer your emails. I should say this because, Professor, you do answer the emails.
They have all been answered.
They have all been answered off the air. But because we have a lot of good questions, we take these and we answer many of them on the air as well. So we will get to those. Phone calls come first. Several lines open right now. I would go pick up your phone, give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. And for the emails, well, you just send those to us via our website. That's the one we call wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there at the top of the page. We're going to answer those questions right here on the program. Professor Plum, a certified financial planner, here with us once again from Lucia Capital Group. So if you've got a money question, if you need a buckets plan done for you or whatever, you can reach Rick or any of the advisors that we've got on hand at 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. We're here to give you the help that you need. You do not want to try to tackle these things on your own, folks. Honestly, you need the advice, you need the experience of the Brain Trust. And again, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about any of the stuff that we talk about on the air because they already know all of it, including Professor Plum. On the air, you can reach us, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Talking about alternatives to bonds again, Professor Plum. We covered business development companies in the previous hour. And, you know, there's a lot to recommend those. Before I get into interest rates and stuff, when we're talking about business development companies or any alternative investments, who should not be considering these things?
Somebody who can't handle the illiquidity of it. Somebody who doesn't understand that putting money away, you may not be able to get it back, and or who's susceptible to other people scaring them. I mean, that's a big issue.
Where they have to bail out in a couple of years or whatever.
When you buy a non-traded investment, be prepared to receive letters, solicitations, to buy your shares. And the letters will go something like, this is an incredibly horrible thing that you've had done to you buying this particular investment. It's the worst thing in the world, so we want to help you out. So we will give you $2 a share for every $10 of share that you bought in. It's so bad, but we're willing to steal it from you. And you start getting these letters a lot. And unfortunately, some people believe what is written about them.
Isn't it odd that they would tell somebody this is the worst investment in the world and we want it? What does that tell you?
Well, I know that there's one out there that's been around for quite a while that it has just entered into, it's a real estate one, and has entered into an agreement to sell the portfolio for X dollars a share. So they're already basically in escrow. Everybody's going to get X dollars. And the letters are now coming out saying, this is horrible. We'll give you about 25 or 30% less than X.
Yeah.
So if you haven't paid attention or your advisor hasn't paid attention to what's actually happened at that level, people may be willing to sell out for that share, and even though there's a contract to sell it for a higher number.
And why they do that, I don't know.
They do it because they can make money.
What are you saying? The people who own these things?
No, the people that own it, because they've been in it for a long time, they haven't been able to sell it. They get, you know, like a pent up anxiety that they want to sell it.
Right.
And so if they haven't paid attention to the news of the internal workings of the investment, somebody comes along and says, "Hey, we'll give you this," and they're like, "I can get out, and it's not, you know, horrible. It's not very good, but it's not horrible. Sure, I'll sell it." And these people
right.
buy it up
yeah.
for, and then turn around 6 months, a year later, you know, the contract goes through that was being done,
and they get more money for it.
Right. And if they would have just held on,
well, that's what I'm saying. The people who originally owned it, they aren't paying attention.
And that's the key. But they're listening to other people scare the living bejesus out of them.
Well, you got to be careful out there, folks, because there are people who honestly will take advantage of you.
They prey on you.
They absolutely do. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We're going to get into some more of these bond alternatives, talk a little bit about interest rates and all that stuff and why you might want to consider that. Sally is next up, though, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Sally.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a timeshare, and I've been trying to get rid of it. And I'm going through a company to get rid of it. My question to you is, can I take that as a loss, a real estate loss, on my taxes?
Unfortunately, probably not. You bought this timeshare as a personal investment for your personal use. You didn't buy it necessarily as an investment. And so it's like buying a vacation house or your own personal residence. And if you lose money on a personal asset, there is no tax loss capability on that.
Okay.
And so because it was, you bought it to hopefully use as a timeshare to vacation and exchange and go to other places and things like that, you bought it for personal use. You didn't buy it in the idea that you were going to make money on it. I don't know anybody that buys a timeshare thinking that it's an investment that they're going to make money on it. They use it for their personal, you know, goals. And so
right.
at that point, it's not a deductible loss.
Okay, then. I had another question. It's on IRA contributions.
Sure.
I found out, well, I started making contributions to an IRA, then I got married, and my husband's in the Air Force, and then I was told that you can't really take them off your the contributions towards your taxes.
So, Sally, you do not have a retirement plan at your place of employment, is that true?
I'm retired now.
Oh, you're retired. So how are you contributing to an IRA?
This was years ago.
Okay.
So this is years ago, and I didn't really keep track of what I was putting in, and I didn't claim it on taxes because I was told I couldn't.
Okay, well, when you did not claim it on your taxes, meaning you made a non-deductible contribution,
right.
you were supposed to tell the IRS that you made a non-deductible contribution by a Form 8606. So in that way, by accounting for it and saying there's some of the money in my IRA is after tax, I didn't deduct it, when you take money out of it, some of the money coming out is going to be after tax at that point. It won't be 100% taxable.
Right.
If you didn't file the forms, you're going to want to start filing the forms and get it on record that some of that money is after tax, so that when you do start taking distributions, that it will be an after tax. You'll have a component of that distribution that'll be after tax.
Okay. All right, then. So I need a Form 8606.
Yeah, and you're probably going to want to go back and try to figure out how much you've put in, and so that if they ever come back, because it's been years since you did it, all of a sudden now they get an 8606 that says you have basis in your IRA, and they're going to say, where did this come from? And so they're probably, I don't know for sure, but probably going to ask for clarification. That's where you'll get the little letter from the IRS saying, what is this about? I mean, I don't know the exact language they're going to use. And they're going to say, prove to me that you have this. And so hopefully you can go back and say, here's a contribution for 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, and look at my tax return in those years. I didn't take a deduction. After tax.
Right. Okay. All right. Great then. Thank you so much.
Good luck,
Sally. Thank you for the call. You asked if she's working because...
Well, she said she was contributing to an IRA.
Right. And so you need to have income,
right.
earned income in order to contribute to an IRA.
Now, just because, you know, so when she was contributing to it, she was either under the income threshold or she didn't have a retirement plan at her place of employment.
So
and when
she
got married to somebody in the service, they have a retirement plan. And so when you have a retirement plan, you have limits on how much total household income there can be and still be able to contribute and deduct. You can make the contribution. The question is whether you can deduct the contribution. And so whether she was, you know, had a plan at work or not, or whether she didn't, but obviously her new spouse did, there's different income limits. She may have still been able to deduct it depending upon the overall household income.
Yeah, we don't know what it was at the time, right.
But she didn't deduct it. And when you make a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution, you are supposed to let the IRS know. Get it on record. Tell them, this is after tax. I want to be able to, I reserve the right to withdraw this money in the future in a non-taxable event. No, they're not going to let you just take that money by itself. It's going to be a pro rata distribution. But when you start taking money out in the future, if you take, you know, $10,000 out and you've got 10% of the money in the IRA that's after tax, it'd be nice to only have to pay tax on $9,000 of it.
Well, because who would know other than you? I guess the custodian wouldn't know.
The custodian has no idea whether you deducted the contribution or not.
The IRS would know, but they would have to look at your tax form.
You have to match up contribution, and that's why she's going to have to rebuild that now.
Yes.
If she'd done it when she made the contribution, if you do this when you make the contribution, the IRS knows very quickly. They get a form from the IRA custodian that says money came in, and they've got a form on the tax return that says, we're not deducting this, start our basis clock.
Right, but if that form was not sent...
Well, they're not going to look.
They're not going to know, exactly. You have to actually tell them. Now, the anybody can make, of any income, can make, as long as they have earned income.
And they're under required minimum distribution.
Right, under 70 and a half, can make a non-deductible IRA contribution.
Anybody, at any income level, that is under required minimum distribution age, that has earned income, can contribute to a traditional IRA. The contribution is not the question. It's the deduction that's the question.
That's right. There are certain rules on this. And, of course, as we started to say, there are rules regarding whether or not you have a retirement plan at work. Do you participate in that retirement plan at work? Because then at that point, certain income limits come into play. All right. We've got more to come. We're going to talk some more about these alternative investments, some interest rates and all that stuff. Emails at wealthed.com, but phone calls come first. Lines open, 877-PLANNER. PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr., on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Napa know-how!
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart, the taste your car will love. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER. We just all of a sudden got some lines open for you, so give us a call, 877-752-6637. That's PLANNER. We do this on the show. We plan for you, help you to make better money moves, and perhaps, we hope, a better retirement lifestyle for you. 877-752-6637. Lines open for you to call right now. Emails, we'll get to those in just a moment. WealthEd.com. Our website, WealthEd.com. You can find it there. So, all right, again, alternatives to bonds, Professor Plum. We talked about these business development companies. They can give you some income. Right. If that's what you're buying bonds for income, could be a chance for you to get a little bit better rate of return and perhaps, if interest rates should go up, perhaps participate in the upside of that.
If that happens.
Yeah, we'll see. May not, and it depends on how it's all set up. And, of course, as I said, these aren't for everybody. But there are other alternatives to bonds that I might want to bring up. And people don't like to hear about it, but annuities, fixed annuities, in many instances can act as a bond alternative.
Well, and it goes back to what is the reason that you're buying the bonds in the first place? We talked about it with the business development company. The business development company is an income generator. So if you're buying bonds for an income, you're going to take the interest from it. The business development company may be an alternative to that. But if you're buying bonds as just a diversification asset, where you want to add something to the portfolio that has less potential volatility, has a little bit of a return, and so you're looking at that, a fixed account, a fixed index annuity or a fixed annuity can actually help in that area. I was actually speaking to somebody on the phone earlier that was using CDs in their account, and they're moving from CD to CD to CD inside their IRA, and they were moving from what they had right now, because it came due, to a new 3-year, 36-month CD, at 1.25%.
And that they did this because they wanted, that's their safe money portion of their IRA or what?
It's what they understand. It's what they're comfortable with. They are not willing to take any risk. Mm-hmm. And that's a key component of it. They did not want to take any risk. They understood that it wasn't earning a whole lot. So I asked them if they would be comfortable with a little bit more rate of return, maybe 1.75 or so, 1.6 instead of 1.25 in a fixed annuity. And they were maybe thinking about doing something else. It's not a huge difference in rate of return, and the difference in the risk is obviously a CD is backed by the FDIC, which has the government, a pseudo government agency, backing it up, whereas a fixed annuity is only backed by the insurance company that's issuing it. It's guaranteed by that particular insurance company. Yeah, there are state guarantees, but let's just stick with the. I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with getting my money back as I expected. So you've got this. You've got security by a large insurance company, or you got security by FDIC. FDIC, I think, is a little bit stronger. But as long as I'm dealing with a well-rated, strong, big insurance company, I'm not too worried about that side either. So now I'm worried about rate of return. What am I getting? And if I've got guarantees on both sides, obviously different entities guaranteeing it, but I'm getting 1.25 or 1.6, I'd rather have the 1.6. And is it going to change the world in the way you invest? No, but it'll give you a little bit more in your pocket later on. And that's the idea. So using it instead of CDs, fixed index annuities. Right now, they're not that attractive because the cap rates are fairly low.
And by cap rate, explain what you mean by that.
An index annuity is first and foremost a fixed annuity. It is an interest-bearing account. The interest that is going to be paid is based on the movement of an index over a certain measuring period, usually 1 year. Sometimes it's monthly averaged or some other things. There's different strategies for calculating the interest. But typically, the interest, that's on the easiest one to understand, is point to point. Contract date I get in till 1 year later. That point till the next year. 1 year segments. And they look at what's the S&P, the Russell 2000, whatever index that you're using, where's the barometer today? Boom, you know the number. The only thing that matters after that is where is it 1 year from now? And they take those two numbers and they say, how far did the index move? If it was positive, you're going to be able to receive some amount of interest. If it's a negative movement, well, you're not actually invested in the index. So you don't experience any of the downside. You just don't get any interest for that year. Remember, the movement is only there to determine how much interest that you're going to be paid on your contract. So in a good year, the market moves higher. That index goes higher. Now the cap rate comes into play that says, if the difference between the beginning of the year and the end of the year is 1 or 2%, you'll get that 1 or 2% as an interest payment paid to your account. If it's 15, 20% or something like what happened in 2013, 30%, you're not going to get all of that. It's going to bump up against the ceiling known as a cap. The cap is the most interest that you're going to earn on a given year. Right now, the caps are in the 4 range, 3.5 to 4. So if the index that you're basing yourself on goes up by 10%, you're not getting 10. On a point-to-point cap with a 4 cap, you're going to get 4. If it goes up 3%, you get 3. If it goes up 2, you get 2. If it goes up more than the cap, you're capped off. And so with cap rates really low, they're not as attractive, although it may still be better on a 5-6 year period of time than a 10-year treasury at 1.5, a CD. I was looking at CDs, and they're in the 2 range right now, you know, low 2s.
For how long?
For 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
And now, with a fixed annuity, you could get maybe 2.5 guaranteed for the 5 years. Or with an index annuity, you may have a cap of 4-4.5%, which means some years you may get 4-4.5%, some years you may get 0 or somewhere in between. You'll never lose money on the principal because of the index return. Mm-hmm. So you figure it's going to average out to be maybe 3. But you don't
know that.
That's a
guess. That's a guess. We won't know until it's done. And it's going to depend on the underlying indices that it's
so
that
are
it's
you
tracking.
Willing to take the risk that it's less than 2.5 in the hopes that it gets better than 2.5, knowing that the best you're going to do is maybe 4?
And somebody might say, well, why would I do that? You say, well, then you got to look at the index that it's tracking. And over 5 years, what has happened over 5 years?
Or over specific, you know.
Well, in your example, 5 years.
Figure over 5 years, you'll probably see at least 1 0. It'll be down 1 year.
And you would think maybe, depending on the
maybe
index.
Maybe 2.
And depending on the index, you may see one that's, you know, at least 4, 4.5.
Yeah, it's rare that, I mean, other than last year when we had, what, a 1.2% calendar year return on the S&P 500, we usually don't see them that flat. Usually going to be higher or lower.
Yes.
And so you're either going to cap out. But the cap is a big issue. Can they and will they change the cap on you after you get in? I was speaking to another individual last week, the week before, who got into one 3, 4, 5 years ago. And so I was expecting them to have done fairly well. The cap rates were higher, and the rate of return in the markets have been fairly well over the last year. And they didn't have any international exposure. But unfortunately, after they got into it, and it had a 15-year surrender charge, they dropped the 7% cap that they were receiving in the first year, which was a very attractive cap, to 2. And they've been getting a 2 cap ever since.
Two.
So you want to see the integrity. You want to see the history of renewal caps, if you can, on what the insurance company has been issuing as far as renewal cap rates.
And the reason the cap rates are low is because interest rates are so low.
I mean,
when interest rates were higher, they could go out and take some of that, keep some money safe,
but
and get higher rates of return.
But even so, some companies still showed them. It's like a teaser rate. They give you this really great rate for 1 year,
and then
they slam you down to 2 or 3% ever after that. And because they've got a 10 or 15 year surrender charge that's fairly onerous, they know they got you.
But they got to tell you all this stuff up front.
Oh, but you have to read it.
You have to.
They
ask
give
these
it to
questions.
You. It's called
it's
a contract,
right, and you have to find it on page 19 of paragraph 5, subchapter B.
And you have to understand what you're reading. Some people gloss over very quickly. Understand what it is. Read the contract. If you can't read it, have somebody else besides the broker who sold it to you read it.
These are good products for the right people.
They work great at the right time.
Right, but you got to know what it is you're buying, which is why you listen to the show, you watch the show, and you call this program, because we'll give you the straight scoop. All right, we're going to talk more. We got some more emails to get to as well. If you want to email us, it's at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer security through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, we're here to talk to you about all forms of money, saving, investments, trying to give you the straight scoop on what can be a very confusing thing. You know, when we talked with Professor Fulman about these fixed index annuities and just fixed annuities in general, I heard a commercial on the way in this morning, a radio commercial at the station I was listening to, and there was somebody in there once again who was sort of bashing annuity products and said, if you own any of these things, you have no idea what you're doing and nobody should have these at all. And it sort of made me upset because I understand that these things are often missold, but as a tool for the right person, they can be just fine. You mentioned this before the break. If somebody is looking for perhaps a little bit better rate of return than a CD at 1.2,
yes,
they might be able to get a fixed annuity at a little higher, 1.6, for the same amount of time.
And for somebody who is considering buying a 10-year treasury at 1.5, 1.6 for 10 years, why not pick up a 5-year annuity instead, fixed annuity from a high-rated insurance company that has no risk of loss and it earns 2.5?
So what happens? You give the insurance company your money just the same way you give the bank your money.
Right,
and you turn it
check.
Over to them for 5 years. And uh-huh. After 5 years, it has earned whatever it is.
Whatever they've said it was going to, on a fixed CD, and they're called CD type annuities, where
yeah.
It's a guaranteed, or a, what they call MIGA, multi-year guaranteed annuity. You just, for that period, and it's compounded, you know, through the time. It's not just a simple interest. You know, just like a CD, it's going to be compounded for the period of time. And you can take money out of it every year, sometimes up to 10% a year if you mm-hmm. want to get to it without a penalty. The penalty for accessing more than the free withdrawal amount is usually more than what a CD would charge. But once the surrender period, so that's one thing you want to look at. How long does the surrender period actually last? We talked about this yesterday. It may have a 5-year guarantee on the interest rate, but the surrender period may be longer. Make sure that the surrender period and the guarantee, you know, work together, that you can get out of it. When, see, I don't trust very many entities out there, and so I don't trust insurance companies. And so if they have the right to manipulate the rate of return before I have the right to access my money, I'm assuming they're going to. And when I say manipulated, I mean in their favor,
sure,
not mine. And so I want to know that when they get a chance to change the rate that they're showing me on that CD type annuity, I get a chance to say no and pull my money out for no expense.
And will they allow you to do that?
And that's, so you just have to match up the guarantee, you know, interest mm-hmm. period with the surrender period. Not a big deal. But yeah, they can work in a lot of areas. And now, what's the biggest complaint about annuities?
I know.
Okay, what is it, John?
The F word.
Fees.
Yes.
Yeah, if you do it, F-E-E-S, that's a four-letter F.
That's exactly what it is.
So fees. Guess what? In a fixed annuity, assuming you don't put a bunch of riders or other things on it, there are no fees. What you see is what you get. Now, the indexed annuity by itself doesn't have fees. It's just you have to understand the crediting method. But the interest rate is applied, and there are no fees. That's the biggest problem that people have with annuities. So it doesn't have any fees. It is stating the interest rate. You will receive the interest rate. There are no, the fees are built into the interest rate, just like a bank. The bank is making money on that CD that they're but they're taking their money out of what they're earning and paying you a stated rate. Same thing's happening at the insurance company. It says that they are keeping a little bit different. They're giving a little bit different rate. They're giving a little bit more. And that, so there are no fees. Now, you can load it up with some riders and other things that would actually have fees on it. So you have to be cognizant of that, know what you're, why you're buying it, what you're buying it, what it's costing you. But a straight fixed annuity or index annuity, which is a fixed annuity, they don't have fees. Now, variable annuities, those have fees because they're offering a death benefit, because the value of the contract could go down because of the investment results of the underlying subaccounts. And they're charging you for that death benefit. But on a fixed annuity, a fixed index annuity, there are no fees.
So I guess my question would be this. If you're putting money away for, say, 5 years or whatever it is, 6, 7 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you want it, why would you not consider that? Because some type of fixed indexed annuity.
The biggest issue I've seen people say is because the rates stink. Well, yeah, interest rates stink. So what would you rather have? Like I said, a 10-year 1.5, 1.6 treasury, a 1.2-year 1.4 CD for 5 years, or a fixed annuity at 2, 2.25, 2.5.
Well, that's what I don't understand. I mean, isn't it better to have 2, 2.25 than it is to have 1.6 over 5 years?
But people don't like it. For whatever reason, they're willing to put their money in CDs at 2 instead of an annuity for 2.5 because, I don't know, because it's an annuity and they hate annuities.
They've been told they hate annuities. They really don't know how they work.
Right. It's not the annuity's fault. Now, our expectation of return, we've got to temper that nowadays. With interest rates where they are, come on, we're just coming off of historical, never seen before lows in interest rates, both on a 10-year treasury and a 30-year treasury. We've never been this low on interest rates. The banks aren't offering anything either. So fixed annuities aren't offering a huge amount of return either. They're just offering more than similar items.
Right, and that's what doesn't make sense to me. By the way, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 877-752-6637. If you have, say, a fixed annuity, you buy it for 5 years, you're into it for a year, and interest rates go up. What happens?
Well, you're still in it for 4 more years.
Yeah, so it's not affected by it.
No, you still get the same interest rate. And the value doesn't go down. The surrender charge doesn't go down either.
Well, no, of course not.
You have a stated surrender charge each year. It may be a declining number. It may be a flat number for each of the 5 years or whatever. They come in different lengths, too, 4, 3, 5, or 7 years.
I would suspect, though, if you're in a fixed index annuity and interest rates do go up over that period of time, that if you have a cap rate, you're probably going to see a little bit better interest rate.
That depends on the company, but yes. The idea would be to look at the companies that, try to keep their return. There's two ways to look at it. If you think interest rates are going up, you want one that will set the cap rates at the new money rates, the same rate that they're going to set for new contracts being issued. So if interest rates go up, cap rates go up on new contracts, the cap rate on the old contract goes up. If you think they're going to stay the same, or if at one point if you thought they were going to go down, you didn't want a company that set their cap rate on new money rates. You wanted to set it and maintain it where it was because you thought rates were going to go down. You didn't want your cap rate to go down.
But if you think they're going to go up, then you want to
find the new money rates.
Yeah, exactly. All right, again, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, just some of the alternatives to bonds. We talked about business development companies, BDCs. We talked about, just a moment ago, the fixed annuities, fixed index annuities. I suppose, Professor, you could put stable value funds into that. We won't really get into
that
now.
That's not an annuity.
No, it's not, but I'm saying as far as an alternative to bond, you could perhaps consider them somewhat, but only inside of a 401k.
Yeah, I mean, they work very well for shorter term, very safe, stable money. Stable value.
All right, that's a discussion for another time. I want to get to a couple of emails here. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. This is Barbara in Maple, Texas. What is HARP, H-A-R-P, and how does it work?
Okay, HARP is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, issued by the government back after the Great Recession. And it's for people that are close to or don't have enough equity to refinance in the traditional sense because they don't have 20%. Equity, it allows them to hopefully refinance even though they don't have the equity to do so.
Yeah.
Even if you're upside down, you can use HARP to refinance your mortgage.
Yeah, and that's really what it was set up to do. Barbara continues on and says, my house has a value of about $200,000. I purchased it in November of 2014 with a 30-year mortgage. I paid a little down and now I owe about $131,000. I want to refinance for 15 years. My interest rate is 4.25. Is HARP something that would help?
No. HARP will not help you. For one thing, to be eligible for HARP, you have to have a loan-to-value ratio of at least 80% or higher. You're not at 80%. You're at 65%. So you have equity. You should be able to refinance with traditional methods because HARP was there to help people who lost value in their homes. The other big issue is, to be eligible for HARP, the loan had to be originated prior to June of 2009.
It's Are we past that?
I think. Have we checked the calendar?
Yeah, we're past that. Yeah.
Okay. 2009, May 31st was the last day. It was for people who experienced a dramatic decline in their housing price after they bought it in 2005, 6, 7, the big run-up, and then they dropped like crazy. It's not just for anybody at any time. It was for a specific need for people that wanted to take advantage of the new rates, wanted to get the lower interest rates, but couldn't because their house had dropped in value dramatically because of the Great Recession. Had to have been in place prior to May 31st, 2009. You have to be an 80% greater loan to value. You're well under that. Other than income requirements, you should be able to refinance regardless of what, you know, you've got good equity. You should be able to get a better than 4.25% loan unless you just don't have any income and can't qualify for your new loan because of income. But HARP wouldn't have helped that anyway.
No, it wouldn't help that. And I'm surprised that, because, I mean, $70,000 of equity on a $200,000.
Yeah, she's like about 64.5% loan to value.
Or 65.
Close enough.
I said 65.
It's 131 out of 200.
You said 64.5? You're probably closer. Do the math. We're going to find out. Maybe I'll be right for once. All right, 877-PLANNER. He's going to do the math, folks.
Hey, break coming up. I got to do something.
That's right. 877-PLANNER. Trivia. What's coming up Monday, etc. When we come back with more phone calls. Don't go away.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here for you every day, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. If you want to get on board, we're running out of time. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And emails, of course, we're going to get to a couple more of those. You can send us your email, questions, comments, concerns, anything that we talk about. You can ask us the question at our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. There's a Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We're talking a little bit about business development companies, alternative investments today. Coming up on the next program, which should be Monday, we're going to be talking about creating an estate plan. And I would add creating an effective estate plan, because I think anybody can really create an estate plan. But what are the elements that make up an effective estate plan? You know, Professor Plum, there are people who say, well, I'm not worth a whole bunch of money. I'm not worth $10 million or 15 or whatever it is. So I don't really need to create an estate plan. I'm not really worried about it because I hardly have much of an estate, a couple hundred grand. That's really not a good thing.
There's a lot of other things to be concerned with when you're creating an estate plan. Things like a living will. If you ever have to go into the hospital, one of the things when they admit you is, you know, if you're going to have any kind of surgery, do you have a living will? Do you have a physician's directive, something of that nature that will outline what you want to have happen for yourself in the event of certain unfortunate circumstances? That's part of an estate plan, and it isn't necessarily the assets directly, but it has a lot to do with what's going on in your life if you're not able to speak for yourself at that point. So
yeah,
it's all part of creating an effective estate plan.
Yeah, and it's important to, I mean, if you don't care where your assets go or you don't have any heirs.
You don't care how you're handled between now and then when you can't speak for yourself?
Maybe you don't, and I don't know. I know a lot of people who probably do at least care about that portion of it, but, you know, maybe you don't need to think about it. But you have trusts involved, and you've got living trusts, living wills, all that stuff. So we'll talk about that on Monday and give you the scoop as to what you need to know. We talk about this stuff. All right, we tell you what the important things are that you need to know about. And we're going to do that on Monday. Okay, let's see. Trivia for today. Oh, boy. How about this? This from the Principal Financial Group. Baby boomers that own businesses work more hours per week, as in 47.1 hours, than millennials that own businesses at 38.8 hours. That's, you know, like a full day more. Baby boomers are traditionally defined as the 78 million Americans aged 52 to 70 in 2016. Millennials defined as the 75 million Americans aged 19 to 35 in 2016. So this tells you that boomers are working harder, I guess.
They work about 20% more. That's because millennials are slackers. What can we say?
Well, boomers, I mean, okay, first of all, boomers are older. If they own businesses, they've either been in business a long time or they just got in business, as many of them do. You know, a 60-year-old who doesn't want to stop working but doesn't can't find gainful employment oftentimes goes into business for themselves.
And they understand the short-term nature of trying to build the wealth up between when and now and when they retire. Or maybe it's just a work ethic issue.
Well, it could be. Although, you know, a lot of the millennials, I don't know, are you in business for yourself if you're like an Uber driver?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, some of them are doing these businesses. They have a regular job, but they have their own business on the side.
Now, is that what this...
I don't know what this study was trying to infer. I suspect it's trying to infer that millennials don't work as hard as baby boomers. And that might be very well the case.
But they're all winners. They deserve it.
They deserve a medal. One thing they have a lot of is trophies.
Yeah. Participation.
That's right.
Participation. Oh, we're just being grouchy old baby boomers.
I looked through. I found my old trophy case in the garage, I don't know, a year ago. And
trophy box or trophy case?
Well, it was a little thing that I kept the trophies in. And most of them are plastic, oddly enough. But, I mean, as I'm looking through, I had maybe 8 or 9. And every one of the little plaques, you know, was for something, was either for first or second place.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I came in first place all the time. I didn't.
Your team might have.
Well, the team did. Yeah, the team. Yeah, yeah. So you never got anything beyond that.
First place bench sitter. That was you.
Well, the one thing about being on a winning team is the whole team did get a trophy.
Yes.
I will say that, all right?
Right.
But they also had an MVP that also got a trophy. And, you know, you recognize those. And now, of course, you know, whatever. That's fine.
We don't even want to keep score.
I mean, are we jealous because we didn't think to give ourselves that many trophies?
No. I mean, participation trophies, forget it.
No, forget it. You didn't earn that. All right, let's get to one more email before the top of the hour. Robert in Fresno, California. We are both 71. I assume Robert and his spouse. For tax year 2015, we filed joint adjusted gross income, $146,500. Itemized deductions, about $19,000, including $5,000 of charities. Which way would we pay less in tax? Should they contribute charity as part of an RMD or charity through itemizing?
Well, if they did the RMD, they didn't tell us what the RMD was. Assuming it's not a gigantic RMD, I don't think there's going to be a big difference either way. I don't know of any, it doesn't look like they're doing any medical expense deductions. They didn't mention that. The charitable contribution is not going to be curtailed by having a little bit higher adjusted gross income. Where the difference comes in is that if you do a charitable deduction out of your own, contribution out of your own pocket, it doesn't affect your adjusted gross income. Your adjusted gross income is whatever your adjusted gross income is, and then the deduction lowers your taxable income. So if you have any type of issue that's being limited by your adjusted gross income, then the idea would be to try to lower the adjusted gross income. But at 146, your Social Security is already taxed at the full amount of 85%. Unless you've got a lot of medical expenses as part of that, that's not an issue. But if you have those areas, then you want to reduce your adjusted gross income. One of the ways to do that is instead of writing a check to the charity, do the qualified charitable distribution, which says instead of taking my required minimum distribution and putting it into my tax account, raising my adjusted gross income, and then making the contribution to the charity, reducing my taxable income, I basically have the IRA send the money directly to the charity. My adjusted gross income doesn't go up, but I also don't get to deduct it on my taxable income. So the taxable income should be the same either way. It's just that whether or not am I losing out of deductions that I would otherwise have. I would say that just out of matter of course, do the charitable deduction, the qualified charitable deduction, because I can't see of any way that hurting you, whereas if you do the RMD to yourself personally and then make the contribution, there may be some deduction that is limited a little bit because of the
slightly
higher
income
level.
Yeah.
Now, you're not getting to a point where you're hitting the 170 for the Medicare premium. At least it doesn't say that. But I would just do the qualified charitable deduction. And it is here, and we don't have to wait for them to pass a law in December like we had to do for several years. It's here, and it's going to stay unless they actually do something to change it.
They made it permanent, or as permanent as Congress can do. We're out of time. If you need the brain trust, talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air. Important phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.